Welcome back to Listen to Your Heart. I'm Jerry.
And I'm Jerry's Heart.
Today's topic, Repatha, Evolokimab. Heart, why'd you pick this one?
Well, Jerry, for people who have had a heart attack, like us, diet and exercise might not be enough to lower the risk of another one.
Okay.
To help know if we're at risk, we should be getting our LDL-C, our bad cholesterol, checked, and talking to our doctor.
I'm listening.
And if it's still too high, Repatha can be added to a statin to lower our LDL-C and our heart attack risk.
Guess it's time to ask about Repatha.
Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Serious allergic reactions can occur. Get medical help right away if you have trouble breathing or swallowing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, throat, or arms. Common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar, and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site.
Listen to your heart.
Ask your doctor about Repatha. Learn more at Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA.
Sling is the live TV service that puts you in charge. Choose your plan. Orange for sports and entertainment favorites, blue for news and reality, or select for the essentials. Only pay for the stuff you actually watch. And pause your subscription anytime because paying for TV or not watching? That's just rude. No long-term contracts, no nonsense. Pick your plan, add what you want. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, Ireland is now home to an unprecedented wave of learner drivers with nearly 400,000 novices behind the wheel. And Ger Hyland, president of the Irish Road Haulage Association, joins us on this morning. Ger, you have an issue with the number of learner drivers on the road.
We have an issue with the number of learner drivers on the road. By the way, just before I start, thanks for having us on here. There is 394,128 learner drivers on our roads at the end of September. That's 12,257 up in 6 months.
Okay.
When at a time when the RSA are saying they've got to grips with the backlog on driving tests, that the driving test times has improved, that's not what these figures are saying to us as an organisation.
Could it be, in fairness, Ger, just population changes, that there's now, like, we've had a bigger number of, say, leaving certs in the last number of years, and that would correlate with a bigger number of young people in the last few years. So could it simply be that? Maybe they are doing well on the driving test, but the population is booming.
Well, maybe it could, but the point I want to make here is, if it is, there's Central Statistics Office figures out there, there's figures out there, surely to God they could have planned for this. It shouldn't just happen overnight. These people didn't just drop out of the sky.
Okay, so you're saying if it is population-based, they should have planned and increased the capacity for testing. Why are you suggesting that learner drivers are a problem on the roads, that they're causing some kind of a safety issue?
1 in 10 drivers on the Irish roads at the present time is on some sort of a learner permit. This is unprecedented anywhere in the EU.
Okay. But what is the issue? Because I share the roads with these learner drivers as well. And occasionally you notice one going a little bit slow or maybe not pulling off as quickly as a fully experienced driver. But in the main, I don't see too much issue with it.
The issue is that that's fine in an area like Dublin, where you have the Lewis, you have buses, you have taxis, you have trains, you have all the different ways of travelling.
Okay.
The majority of learner drivers are living in the country areas. They have a car that they're paying exorbitant insurance on. Their road tax is paid on it. It's sitting in their backyard. They're trying to get to work. Young apprentices on building sites.
Mm-hmm.
They can't bring their mother and father with them and leave them sitting outside the building site all day.
So you're saying they're driving unaccompanied?
The temptation is there for these people to drive unaccompanied. I'm not condoning anybody to break the law here, but I can see exactly where they're coming from and why they're doing it.
So are you suggesting that there is a safety issue, that we have 400,000 learner drivers, some of whom are driving unaccompanied, and we've heard stats to bear that out in time, and that this is a safety issue?
I'm saying it is a major safety issue to say that 1 in 10 drivers on Irish roads at the present time are on some sort of a learner permit. I would also say here that the RSA will dispute these figures with me, but these are the RSA figures that we got under Freedom of Information Act.
And, Ger, why is the Irish Road Haulage Association coming out on this? Like, what do you want to see done?
The Irish Road Haulage is coming out on this is because we cannot get young drivers tested in a timely manner to enter our industry. We have a problem in our industry to attract young people, let them be ladies or gents, to our industry. And the RSA are not helping the situation with the length of time it's taken to get a young person on the road.
So is your issue more about recruitment than about road safety?
No, our issue is about road safety. Anything that affects road safety affects our drivers. Our driver's workplace is the road. So therefore, if it affects our drivers, it affects road safety. What people don't realise is that our drivers are coming on life-changing accidents every day of the week. They may not be fatalities, but they're coming on life-changing accidents. They have to go home and live with what they see.
All right. Look, Ger, thank you for coming in and joining us. That is Ger Hyland, President of the Irish Road Haulage Association. Let us know what you think. It is a large number of learner drivers on our road. Is it an issue? Love to know what people think out there this morning. 087-1400-106 is the WhatsApp.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Ready for a new and exciting career challenge? At DHL Supply Chain, you're part of a team committed to creating innovative solutions for some of the biggest brands in the world. We're recognized as a best place to work, where people are valued, supported, and respected. DHL Supply Chain is hiring for a wide range of salaried operational and functional roles. Previous experience in logistics is welcome, but not required. All opportunities, no boundaries. DHL Supply Chain. Apply today at joindhl.com.